This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters. This is another verse from the Quranic Reflection series, and it is from Surah Al-Baqarah. Innahu huwa at-tawwabur rahim. Indeed, He, Allah, is the acceptor of repentance, the most merciful. This verse addresses Allah's merciful willingness to forgive His creatures. So the first point of reflection is that it is a part of human nature for human beings to sin, as this is how Allah created human beings, as well as the jinn, to whom He gave free will, to both the jinn and human beings. Consequently, the Prophet ﷺ reassured us, saying, كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمْ خَطَّاءٌ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. All of Adam's descendants constantly make errors, and the best of those making errors are those who constantly repent. So Allah accepts our seeking forgiveness because of the fact that error is a part of our nature. And this is His mercy, that He doesn't expect us to be sinless, without any error. And He is At-Tawwab, the one who accepts all sincere repentance. The second point of reflection is that Allah's forgiveness for those who are repentant is from His mercy and not the right of a sinner. So we should be grateful for His kindness and mercy. Some people feel that, okay, I repented, so, you know, Allah should do this or should do that. No, no. We shouldn't have sinned in the first place. But due to our weaknesses, we did so. And Allah recognizes these weaknesses, which are part of how He created us. So He forgives us. And it is from His mercy that He is continuously forgiving, kind, and generous. Now the third point of reflection is that being repentant should make us humble and more willing to accept the apologies and excuses of others who have wronged us or those under our care. So in the same way we are hoping for Allah to be merciful to us, we should also be merciful to those around us. As the Prophet ﷺ had said, whoever doesn't show mercy will not receive mercy. So we should keep that in mind. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. La ilaha